guy told me, like, that, you know, well, you know, that when they did this, like, it was God meant good orderly direction. You know, something clicked with the first three steps. So my sponsor told me to go on to step four. And so I did. And then, so I looked through all the material. I read the basic text, step four. I read the four-step working guide that we have. It's a pamphlet. I looked at the, it's the workbook we have, and it works how and why. So I was, like, pretty, like, did all my research on what I was supposed to do. And what I did was I just, like, started writing because when I came in here, I didn't really know what else to do besides what people told me to do. Because, first of all, I didn't believe anyone was clean. So I just wanted to make sure. So I figured, well, if they're not clean, you know, which, you know, okay, but if they are clean, I was just amazed. My home group is Lincoln Place, and, like, my grand sponsor had 19 years when I came in, and she'll have, like, 25 years, like, you know, pretty soon. And that just, like, blew me away because I thought, like, how the heck can you not use drugs for 19 years? Because I didn't know anybody that didn't do drugs at all for a week. So, you know, I just started this fourth step, and I started writing, and I wrote down, like, you know, I took the suggestions from all the material and wrote down, like, you know, how my life went up until this point. And I didn't have any problems with it. I mean, I wrote 87 pages, you know. So I wasn't, like, one of them people that procrastinated. I just kept on writing and writing and writing and writing. And I didn't know what I was doing, but that's what I did. And, you know, so after I got done writing, I didn't know what to do. So I told my sponsor, like, you know, I'm done. And then we didn't know what to do because I was her first sponsee that got to that step. So, you know, so then I'm, like, on step five. And, like, I was, like, after I wrote that all down, I didn't want to tell anybody that I knew what was in there. And so I didn't. So I didn't want to do that. And she didn't know how to do the monastery thing, which people in Pittsburgh do this monastery thing. So I made this appointment from some church and gave, like, a fake name and did, like, a confession because they didn't know me. And I figured, like, they don't even know my real name, so they can't go and tell anybody. And that's what I did. So I wrote for the fourth step, and then I went to this priest and did my fifth step. And then what I got out of that, because that was 88 pages, was that was, like, now, my sponsor said, did you feel different? And I was like, no. She's like, neither did I. And I didn't feel different at that time. But what all that writing did for me, and I just wrote anything and everything that I could think of, was now, 3 years later, from writing that and doing that to that person, you know, to the priest, I honestly believe that was, like, a turning point in my recovery, even though I didn't know it at the time. And that's how my recovery's always been. I don't see stuff, like, you know, like I said, it took me 18 months because I didn't, you know, I just didn't get it. And I don't get stuff right away. I'm like that person is, like, if it's not in black and white and it's not figures and, you know, in the guidelines, it don't work for me. But that doesn't mean, though, that I don't remember it and try to, like, listen to what people say. Or, you know, just fluff things off. So I had all these pages and I did all this stuff. And when I, you know, I was able at that point to recognize, this is how it's helped me in my recovery, the fourth and the fifth step, is it was real easy to figure out what the character defects was because I had 88 pages worth of crap. So I was, you know, real easy to do that, to see my shortcomings, to know who I had to make amends to and to be able to make amends. And now I'm able to look back on my inventory and I'm able to see the different patterns in my life and what I did in those situations. And that's where the exact nature of the wrongs, like it says, like on our fifth step, you know, the exact nature. I'm able to now, still to this day, is to look at the exact nature and to know, you know, one good thing I do know about the that it works how in my book is that it says, like, the exact nature is that if we lied to make people please us, you know, and then we was being manipulative to be something we weren't, and that because we were afraid that someone wouldn't like us the way we were. And to be honest with you, that's the only thing I can relate to in that whole book, you know, on that step five. But it's something. So what my defects and my and the patterns that I have is that I'm able to get to that exact nature because that's what it has taught me to do that and to analyze it. And that if I, and what, like, I'm able to go to someone and say, this is what's going on. What do you think? Because a lot of times my thinking isn't always the best thinking. So I always have to, like, you know, ask other people. And it's helped me in my life. It's helped me in recovery. Like, I thought that being blatantly honest was, like, the best way to go. And sometimes it is. But trust me, most of the times it's not. Because before I got in recovery, I got fired, and I had no idea why. So all this stuff in my fourth step has made me a better person because I'm able to look at it. Now, I didn't keep it because I was so sure that I did all this bad stuff that after every step, I shredded it. I wouldn't show it. Like, people said, oh, because I heard these stories, like, someone found my fourth step and this and that, and I was like, this ain't happening to me because, you know, I got enough shit with people that I don't want them to find this stuff about me. And so I shredded it. But thank God, I cannot remember what I wrote. Or when stuff happens, I'm like, oh yeah, that happened here and that happened there. And that's basically what the fourth step does, is like when you write, and I honestly feel that if you, like it says, you can write as little or as much as you want, but I honestly feel if you write, you can never write too much, because everything that you write, you can reflect back on later in recovery, and it helps you. I mean, all this stuff has always helped me. Everything I wrote on, you know, what I did in relationships has helped me become, like, you know, to recognize that, you know, I was always, like, I always thought, like, I needed a guy to, even though I'm smart and I've owned my own business for 15 years, I always thought, like, I needed that man there to support me. But you know what? 15 years later, I didn't need him. I didn't need him 15 years ago, and I don't need him now. You know, and it's stuff like that that I realized in my fourth step of what I did. My kids, like, you know, that, you know, how to approach them and how to approach even my friends was that if I disagreed with them, they wouldn't like me. But you know what? I'm pretty, like, honest, and I sort of tell people, you know, if they ask me for my opinion, I know that most of the people know me. They're not going to ask me for my opinion unless they want my honest opinion. And I know that they know that I'm going to give them their honest opinion. And I'll give it to them if they ask me. But I also know today that I don't need to go up and give you my opinion because you didn't ask me for it. And that's not a good thing, because then resentments and all that other stuff occur. So, you know, I've learned how, through all these mistakes I made, I've learned how to watch my mouth, not hurt people's feelings, you know, to have empathy and work all these spiritual principles, because I didn't know how to, because I didn't even know what I was doing, the exact nature of why I was doing things until I did this. And then when I admitted it, man, I'm like, it's like, I feel like I'm in a sauna. when I admitted all this stuff, I was like, wow, this is why I did this. And I knew at that point that I had to change, because I know one thing that they say, that, oh, well, people will, they accept you and everything in NA. But here's the whole thing. People don't want to accept a bitch that's always negative and always looking at the wrong stuff and always, like, you know, I mean, you have to grow up. I mean, it's okay. It's acceptable, like, maybe when you're early in recovery. But when you got, like, 3 and 4 years clean, if you're not working on something, nobody wants to be near you. People want to have, like, you know, someone positive and say positive feedback and you know, and be able to, you know, take suggestions and look at things and look up to you and you know, and you can't do that if you don't work this step. And I heard so many people say, well, I don't need a four step, or you can get by on 1, 2, and 3. But, you know, the thing is for me is that four step helped me so much that I love the 10 step. The 10 step is the easiest step for me, because you know why? I know for a fact every day that I get up and I make a pledge or whatever and say, like, you know, I'm going to do the right thing to the best of my ability today. And I know at the end of the night that either I did it, or that, and I could tell one thing, if I do something I shouldn't have done in the daytime, it goes right to my stomach. I can tell every day when I said something I shouldn't have said, and you know what, then I got it. Now I either have two choices. I can either apologize right away, or I could wait till tomorrow, or like do whatever I gotta do to make amends at that time, or I could wait till tomorrow. But a lot of times when I wait till tomorrow, I can't sleep at night. And I'm a sound sleeper. And, you know, it's real hard. Now I'm going through this situation where, thank God I got the fourth step, because I don't think I would be able to do it, because I've always been, like, in my job, I've always, like, had to do my work and get paid for my work. And then there was other people that all had to do their work and got paid, like, you know, through someone else, like a whole bunch of, like, sort of subcontractors work together and you're not responsible. But now all the subcontractors sort of, like, work for me. And I wasn't used to that, because if they messed around at work before, I didn't pay them, so I could really care less. But now that they work for me and I got to write out their paychecks, it's like a different story. And, it, and you know, and when you work with these people for so long, I knew my weaknesses, and I said, I don't want to be a manager. I don't want to train people. I don't want to do that. So I knew for me that I had to hire a manager. Now, I know that if it wasn't from looking, like, from that four step and all these patterns, I would have thought, I'm the boss, and you're going to do it my way, or you're going to get the hell out. And you know what happens then? I don't have any employees. You know? And you, but I know that, because I was like getting, we're talking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth with this one employee. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to come into work. And then I had to say I was sorry. And she had to say she was sorry. And not only that, my friend said, geez, like, you know, could I get a job? Could I be a book reader? And I'm like, you know what? That was even getting me even more sick, because, you know, just of all this stuff. So you know what I did? I had to, like, hire a manager and say, look, this is what I want to do in the company, and this is what I'm doing. It's what I've always said. This is what I want to do. This is what you're going to do, and these are your people now. Your people. Okay? And you know what? If they don't produce and you got to fire them, so be it. But I tell you what, here's my responsibility. If you don't make them produce and you don't do it, I fire you. So, you know, but I'm okay, because I learned this all in NATO. Boundaries, asking for help, you know, all these things. And that all came from my patterns with the four step. It's like, you know, it got to be right, and letting go and all that stuff. And it's just amazing that I honestly believe. And I struggle every day with being an addict. Every day. Every day I struggle. I don't understand why I'm an addict. I want to know why. I want to know how I became it. Everything. But most days I just say, well, I'm not going to get into that subject. Let's just move on with the day. And, you know, that works too. But, you know, sometimes, like when I'm here, sometimes I think, well, do I really belong here? And then, you know, don't worry, my friends tell me, yeah. And, you know, so I'm okay. But you know what? I honestly believe this is the best thing that ever happened to me. I didn't come in here because I wanted to. I didn't come in here because a judge told me to. I didn't come in here because I was on drugs. I came in here because I partied on the weekends. And my boyfriend at the time said, if you don't quit using drugs and drinking on the weekends, I'm going to tell the boss on you. And I was so afraid to lose my job that I said, I'll come into these meetings with you, and I will stay clean for a year. and I found out how good my weekends were without the use of drugs and alcohol after that first year, that I never want to go back to that, like, that those weekend feelings again. And, you know, that's just, you know, that's for me. But, you know, it's still hard. Like, and if you would have told me 10 years ago I had a drug problem, I wouldn't have believed it. If you told me 5 years, and I got 5.5 years clean, that I had a drug problem, I wouldn't have believed it. That's why I was on my first step for 18 months. But I do know that that I have a problem. I have me problem. And I know that these steps help me immensely being able to deal with everything. Help me. And I'll tell you what, the traditions and the concepts have helped me tremendously be able to deal with other people. And that's where that fourth step and the fifth step help me, because I love the traditions and the concepts. And I know a lot of people say, I don't even work them. I don't even know what they are. I love them. If you would have asked me to speak on a tradition, I would have loved that. I was really afraid. Now I'm like in the groove. I was so nervous. I was shaking. But, you know, this fourth step, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I would just tell people, like, just from my experience, is that writing and that, and like you, and like, honestly, I didn't want to show anybody, and I didn't want to, like, I mean, like I said, I didn't want to tell my sponsor, I wouldn't tell anybody, I wouldn't even tell a priest that knew me what I did, because that's how bad I thought I was. And over, now, when I hear other people's stories, I'm like, damn, I wasn't that bad, but I wasn't that good either. You know, and it's just, I mean, it's something, like, for me, I didn't get right away, but I still did it, because a lot of things I don't get right away, and I look back, and I say, wow, I remember I did this, and this year I did that, and it just helps me. It helps me grow. It helps me be able to, you know, just, and this is one thing that the fourth step that has helped me with was up this weekend, is I work out Monday through Thursday. I do spinning 2 days and Pilates another day. And then I used to spin on a weekend day, but, you know, because it's summer and you're going places on the weekends, I have it. So I'm like this. Well, it's a weekend. I can eat and, you know, and gouge myself wherever I want. And then I'll have enough nerve to say, I do all this working out, but I'm still the same weight. You know, because, like, you know, it's summer and there's, like, all this great, like, you know, picnic food, you eat it. So today I went to, when I ate breakfast, I got the 2 pancakes and I got the French toast and I got the oatmeal. And I said, you know what? I only eat oatmeal, you know, every day I eat oatmeal. And I said, on the weekdays, I don't need these pancakes, you know, and I, you know, cause I can reflect back on patterns. And that's what's funny about these steps is that it helps us in everything that we do. And I am so amazed about how that works. It's like mind-boggling to me. I mean, it's the greatest thing in the world, is this four step. And here's the funniest thing. Before I got here, I was so afraid I didn't do it right that I wanted someone to trade me. To trade me, like, things. I said, please trade me. I said, please, why don't you do this? I said, I don't think I did the fourth and fifth step right. But now that I'm here, I guess that's the way it works. You know? Because I'm a happy person. I love my service commitments. You know, I'm like, just, and I don't think, like, I do not think that if I didn't work them, or I stopped at 3, or I just like how Cherie said, with microwave recovery, because I work my steps long, you know, a long time, you know. Though that microwave recovery, I would not be this free, because people say, oh, you can go back to the fourth step, or I did like 3 4-steps. I don't know. I did one. I think I did a thorough 4-step. And you know what? I'm pretty confident, like, standing up here right now, that I did it right. You know? And I like to thank everybody for listening.
The second speaker is Diane B. from the Hugs Not Drugs group of NA in the Almost Heaven area.
Woo-hoo. Almost Heaven. That's all right. I am an addict, and my name's Diane. Hi, family. It's really cool to say family, because last night I was thinking that I always think weird stuff, because I'm weird. Always have been. A lot of the time I just said I'm weird, and I don't know why. But after I come to Narcotics Anonymous, I found out why. And so I've always been okay with it, and I'm still okay with it. It's going to be hot. It's going to get hot, and I brought my tissues because I can't lift up my shirt like she did. So. Another thing I was thinking was I'm going to be red. I'm going to get red here in front of the heat. And why I thought of that was because I heard, anybody of you ever hear of Vito? Hear one of his tapes? He's a real, real, real old timer, like maybe has 40 years clean now, and I heard him in Ocean City about 8 years ago. And I listened to a tape of his the other day, and I've been listening to it over and over and over again. And because it's just, for the first time in 9 years, I'd have to say about the past 6 months, and that would be like I just celebrated 2 years for the first time in 9 years of coming around here. So for the past 6 months, I've been like real hungry. You know, I'm in a new area of this recovery for me, and I'm real hungry. And what Vito said was, if you're green, you're growing. And if you're ripe, you're rotting. And I went, wow, you know, that I just feel like I should like paint myself green and run around. And people say, why are you green? And I'll say, because I'm growing. You know, I want to grow. I want to grow today. I'm not scared today of recovery. I wasn't scared to work the fourth step. I heard a lot of, you know, you just hear a lot early on about how the fourth step. And I heard it, and I just thought, well, I don't think I have anything that I want to hide, you know. But, of course, you know, then I found out later that I'm in denial, you know, always. And that was one of my first names in Baltimore when I came into NA, was I was the queen of denial. And I didn't like that. You know, that bothered me. And now you can call me the queen, the king, anything you want. I'm okay with that because I have a disease that wants me not to believe that I have a disease. Or, you know, that just wants me to believe, you know, I have the disease that Vito says, and I'll just say it, him. It's the disease of negative personality. Lori shared that she didn't know why she had it, and she wondered why she had the disease of addiction and how she got it. It's like, I just feel like I have it. I was born with it. As far back as I can remember, I was obsessive and compulsive, and I was really self-destructive. Even when it comes down to brushing my teeth, when I was a kid, I would go to lengths to make my mother think that I brushed my teeth, run the water, put toothpaste in my mouth to make my breath smell, leave the cap off the toothpaste, toothbrush wet, whatever, just so I didn't have to brush my teeth. I guess I wanted my teeth to rot. I don't know. It was weird. Taking a bath. I didn't want to take a bath. And then she said, your back's not wet. You didn't take a bath. You know, so then I learned splash water on my back. I mean, I always tried to buck authority, do something different, do it my way. You know, and that the fourth step for me, it's I'm 50. So when I came around here 9 years ago, you know, I did a lot of years of doing things my way. And it didn't work. And I always knew it didn't work, but I didn't know why. You know, I tried to figure things out to the best of my ability. And, you know, doing that fourth step and looking at it, you know, I looked it over today because I was like, I wanted to trade. I wanted to do triangle of self-obsession, you know. I wanted to do just for today. I wanted to do the women's rap, you know, but the fourth and fifth step, for one thing, you know, aren't we blessed? you know, you can look at it as lucky or blessed, or I don't know how you look at it. But for me, I'm blessed today to know that I am an addict, and this is why. But I can live. The four steps says I invented myself, you know, and working that four step, working the steps in general, wanting to change and having the desire, you know, gives me a freedom to become who I am really supposed to be, or who I am, or just know who I am, you know, and that to me, it's enchanting. And aren't we blessed to be here? I mean, to have a good time and, you know, to just be together. You know, I've met some awesome people here, and I think, boy, you know, the people seem friendly here, you know, and it's like I come from Baltimore, and they're friendly. I mean, I remember my first meeting, I said, boy, I'm in the right place. You know, I did believe that these people were clean. I didn't have a problem with that because, you know, they say that in our readings that we could no longer live with or without drugs. Many, many years after my teenage years of trying to kill myself with drugs, I didn't use drugs, you know, but the disease of addiction, you know, led me into such painful places that I tried to kill myself a couple of times. So I know I can't live with or without drugs. And you know, the fourth and fifth step is just it's freeing. You know, it's freeing to, you know, like I said, all those years, okay, I'm weird. You know, I didn't have a problem with that because I had an excuse. I was born on New Year's Day and my mother was drunk, you know. She partied the night before. No, she didn't, you know. The other excuse was I had two older sisters. My mom didn't have me until she was 40. And I wasn't supposed to be, therefore my father probably wore a condom, but it had a hole in it, and part of my brain didn't come out through that hole. Just the rest of me did, you know. But the, you know, the things that I wasn't okay with, and what I'm coming to find out is, I thought I'd had no patience for you, and what I've come to find out through the steps is that I don't have any patience for myself. I mean, I was up there looking for my little card. If you're walking behind me today and you see something fall out of my pants, it's my little cheat card that I made up earlier. Because I thought I might get up there. Like I said, this is the first time at this convention, and it's my first time to speak just outside of a meeting anywhere. And so I had to have this little card that clearly I wrote out exactly what the fourth and fifth step is, you know, because I might have to say it, and, you know, I'll be like a deer in the headlights, and I'll forget what it is that I'm speaking on it, you know. So what is it? Oh, okay. So, you know, let me see if I can remember. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves, right? And admitted to God. God. Admitted to God and to ourselves and someone else. Another human being. See, I did forget. I think it's okay, though, because I need your help. You know, I need a lot of help. That's why I think I might as well just go ahead and get me some green makeup for real. I think maybe every time I hook up with my sponsor, I'll come green. Because, you know, that's an area where, you know, it's a struggle. And it's like, okay, God, I know you want me to have patience with myself and with others so I can learn and I can grow and I can change. And then there's that flip side, too. When do I know that it's time to change? Because my four steps said... God, I got lost there. I'm learning how to meditate, you know, and just wait and listen. because, you know, I get lost real easy, as you just saw, you know. The sponsor thing for me. My best friend today was my very first sponsor 9 years ago. And, you know, I couldn't understand a thing she said to me. You know. You know, and people would say, you got Mary Claire, she's the NA Nazi. I'm like, well, you know, I prayed about it, and I thought God will put that woman in my life that I'm supposed to have. And when I asked her to be my sponsor, I said, you know, God put you in my life to be my sponsor, so let's get it on, you know. And she still jokes to me about that today. Yeah, I remember you came to me and said, God put you in my life, you know. Because, I was real high to have a God in my life. That happened to me really, like, my second meeting. It wasn't about the program. It was just a spiritual awakening that I had. And then it was about the program because, you know, a lot of people say, my best thinking got me here. No, my best thinking didn't get me to a great place like this. You know, no way. It had to have been God that got me here and a lot of prayer. And, you know, just something happened with a neighbor after my second meeting. I was crying, you know, because I cried a lot, you know. I'm not a bad person. I just, something's wrong. I need help, you know. And I still get teased about that from people in Baltimore. How, you know, you're not a bad person, Diana. You know, but, the sponsor thing. Because it's the steps. It's the sponsor. It's the steps. It's the sponsor, you know. I need help, and my sponsor that I have right now is very busy. And she's a new sponsor, and I feel like God put her in my life. You know, did she put her in my life to be my sponsor? Just for today, yeah. You know, thank God for just for today. Just for today, yeah. And I'm going to be a little bit more patient, you know. Because today she said something that I said, and I'm like, I didn't say that, you know. Because, you know, my four-step told me that I always have to, you know, get the last word in, you know. Don't say something I didn't say. And you know what it all is for me? That whole four-step is fear. You know, anything that I did, just about, any choice that I made, my behaviors, you know, the way I related to people in relationships or just socially and or at work or all the running that I did, I either ran away or I ran to something that was wrong, you know, and my nature is I still want to do that today, and I feel like I just did it the other day. And I, right after I ran away from a situation, I was like wanting to kick myself in the butt. And my best friend, my first sponsor said, don't be beating yourself up. You know, let other people do that. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. Cause they do good enough job. You know, I need to like just chill out, you know. And I remember my sponsor who I actually stayed clean with after 3.5 years. I have white key tags up to here because for 3.5 years I couldn't get 3 months. Because when I got overwhelmed, I took off. You know, because I hadn't used drugs for that long. So it was like I was in the grip of this new running way to run. And that's just what I did. But my first sponsor who I was able to get more than 3 months clean with, I was going through my mother's death. And, you know, I had to get together with my family. And I had worked the fourth and the fifth step with her. And enough was revealed in my first year with that fourth and fifth step, which I was in Narcotics Anonymous. She was a Narcotics Anonymous sponsor, but she had me work different steps from when she came around years ago. She said, you've struggled like I struggled, and I'm going to let you do these steps. But, you know, what it came, the fourth and fifth step came to show me a little bit at that time, when I went through my mother's death, I didn't want to get together with my older sisters, and go in and divide everything up and all that, and I didn't want, problems. I didn't want trouble, and I didn't want the hassle. And they actually had to take me to court to get me there to begin with, because my mother was with me for the last 5 years, and I was trying to get clean and couldn't. And then when I was getting clean, it was real hard. And she said, you know, you're going to ask for a lot of prayer to get through this. I'm going to pray. We're going to pray before you go up to Cumberland. And boy, I did. I asked everybody I knew, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. And you know, it went okay. And but that was fear. And I got through it. You know, I didn't run away from it. And it was good, because I actually made amends with my one sister who died 2 years ago. She killed herself because she was a unself-diagnosed addict. And it could have been me, you know. It could have been me. I couldn't get her to the rooms. That was a lot of pain. That was four-step stuff. Control, manipulation, trying to save her. You know, trying to show her, you know, to bring her to believe, and that brought me a lot of pain. I couldn't save her, but we made amends. You know, well, we made amends when my mom passed away, and then when I moved up to Cumberland, you know, we had somewhat of a relationship, but she was really in the grips of the disease, and you know, it was about, you know, one, she didn't believe it because she didn't. She didn't go out on the street and buy drugs. You know, she got them from her doctor and had for years and years and years. And, you know, so she wasn't one of us. And it took her life. And, you know, but, you know, I don't know to this day if I'd ever talked to my sisters, because they took me to court. And when they took me to court, they said a lot of nasty stuff about my husband and I. You know, and that was all their stuff because, you know, they didn't have, they felt like they couldn't take care of our mom, and she needed to go in a nursing home, and I didn't want that, you know, so she came to live with my husband and myself, and I don't know if it was their guilt or I don't know what it was, their stuff. You know, I know today that all the stuff that they said, you know, it was their stuff and it wasn't my stuff, but it hurt and I wasn't ever going to talk to them again. But like I said, after I went back, you know, and got with my sisters, I was able to make them, you know. I just looked at my sister and saw the kind of condition she was in and said, she's lost, you know. I love her and she's lost, and forgave her. And then, you know, I've come to be able to spend time with my other sister, you know. Because I used to feel such terrible stuff from things she'd say to me about anything growing up or whatever. And now it's like, I don't feel it anymore. Not from her, you know. It's not my stuff. It's her stuff. I just hope that someday she feels as blessed as I feel today. The fourth and fifth step, I just said something to someone that said they're having a problem going over it. I don't think anything that we could have done, no matter how bad it was, no matter how bad, because we were sick. Yeah, it was bad stuff. But, you know, we were sick people and didn't know any better. Like I said, I didn't know why I was like I was for so long. And now I know, and, you know, I just can't think of, and I can think, my mind always goes to the worst places, and I think, what, did you do this or something, or what? I just remember there was one thing I thought I would never share with anyone, but, you know, like the literature tells us, in time, all things, in time, you know, just be patient, in time. And God put a woman in my life, and one night we're on the phone, and I couldn't believe it, but I was just telling her, and it was not a problem, you know? And, but at that time, I still couldn't share that in my first four step with my first sponsor. Couldn't. Today, I could sit around with a small group of people and share it, no problem. You know, it's just something about me that, you know, we struggle in a lot of areas. I struggle in all areas in my life, you know, and that was one area where it was a big struggle for me. I did something and I felt ashamed, and but it is what it is. It was what it was. It just doesn't have to be that way today or tomorrow. I don't have to do it again. Thank God for NA. Thanks for letting me share. I'll keep coming back.